America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You think a Jelly Roll has like a gastric sleeve surgery and drops a bunch of weight like John Popper, it's going to kill his career?
I just learned who that guy was recently.
He blew up overnight because of TikTok. He's been around for a minute. He was a rapper, and now he's a country singer.
He was like a Insane Clown Posse guy. He was in that clique, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Affiliated or whatever?
I'm not sure if he was affiliated with them, but it was kind of like it was hip-hop with kind of a little bit of a country feel and just really, really kind of radical stuff. And then I guess he toned it down a bit and started, going into country a little bit more. And TikTok, like I said, TikTok blew him up. Because if you're unique and you have talent, you'll blow up on TikTok. So being like 500 and something pounds with all the tattoos, he looks like Honey, I Blew Up to Post Malone. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, he's a big guy. So he's very recognizable and all that. And then he's pretty talented at the same time. So people love him.
He lives in Nashville.
Yeah.
And my buddy Zach that was in town, he lives in Nashville too. He said he's at is it the Improv there? No, it's Zanies.
Zanies, yeah.
He says he hangs out there all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zach hangs out. He's like, he says he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, everybody I've talked to that's had any interaction with him said he's a good dude.
He brings booze with him. And he said it's the biggest bottles of liquor that you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's why I'm not going to hate on the guy at all. Like, you know, people want me to hate on him, you know, but I'm not going to.
Who does?
Different people ask me about him because, you know, like, do you think he's really that good of a... And I'll be honest, like, he's not the best vocalist out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not even close, but he's good, and he's very he's interesting. He's the synonym for exciting and interesting. He's
compelling.
Yeah, that's it. All those things. I had another word and I just couldn't mow it out of myself. But yeah, he's people want to know what he's doing, what he's singing. You know, he's a viral moment anytime he does anything, and social media helped blow him up, which it's helping everybody blow up. Look at Oliver Anthony right now. Right now he's number one, you know, with the Richmond, north of Richmond.
Yeah.
And somehow that's become politicized to where I saw Rolling Stone magazine say right wingers have a theme song is what they said. There's nothing right wing about the song. It's like it's as middle of the road as you could possibly imagine.
I don't know.
Well, he calls out pedophiles.
Yeah, I think that's where it kind of, because you saw how they reacted to that movie.
Yeah.
So when you bring it up
that's weird.
It's weird that people are defending. They're like, no, he's like a crazy conspiracy. I don't know what's going on.
I thought they just tied it in because he's in the woods and he's like a country looking guy. He's a folk singer.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, if it's country, then they're going to say he's a racist right winger.
Oh, you know that there are journalists scouring his social media feeds looking for like a post where there's like a Confederate flag involved somewhere in the background and he liked the tweet or something.
When I heard it, though, I really thought that was going to be a song that everybody can agree on. I even, like, the first time I heard it, it really gave me goosebumps, the lyrics.
There was one, too. There was a lyric where he's talking about, you know, paying for, you know, fat people's ring ding dongs.
Fudge rounds. I love that.
I know.
I think everybody can relate.
You know, a lot of people found that, like, right wing because, you're against people on welfare.
No, he's saying, and the lyric is, and I know the song now pretty well, if you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, our taxes ought not pay for your box of fudge rounds.
But that's an anti-welfare statement.
If you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, I think there should be some limitations on welfare, too.
That's right wing.
Is it?
It's a right wing, yeah.
I don't think.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't think food stamps should buy fudge rounds at all.
That's more a conservative position.
I think food stamps should buy protein and produce.
I think people would be like, no, Burger King should take EBT.
I mean,
people on the left.
That's just crazy, man.
That's crazy. Yeah,
because you're creating unhealthy people with tax dollars.
Oh, well, health is a social construct, you know.
Then it's going to be more tax dollars to keep these people from dying when you got to medicate them and get them insulin and all this stuff.
Yeah. No, you got to have free health care and also body positivity and all that stuff. Otherwise, you're a fascist.
That's weird, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. But I can see, you know, why it got painted as that. It's a shame that people just can't enjoy art for art's sake. Now it has to be inherently political, but
yeah.
I mean, I would say that's a political song, and you don't really see that in music anymore. It's not like, you know, Woody Guthrie's anymore wandering around.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could see where it's political, but I thought it was as moderately political as possible because I figured everybody can agree. Yes, we're being overtaxed. Yes, pedophiles are bad. Yes, elite are trying to keep us down while they're being rich.
Just the title
of it, Richmond, North of Richmond, is so
dope.
Yeah,
it's a great title.
So dope, yeah.
I think people think we should pay more tax. Well, a certain class of people should pay more tax. Rich people.
Well, they're the fascists, not me. Here, I got an edited version real quick, because he does curse. He says some poo-poo and stuff. But, I mean, the guy's, he's a good singer, too. He's kind of got, like, some Tyler kind of Childress type of.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that guy just for some reason annoys me.
His attitude of
I just sing songs for songs' sake. But then it's like, here's $8 million. He's like, no, I don't want it. It's like, all right, well, stop doing interviews then. Go away.
Well, he turned it down because of the label that wanted to give him the $8 million. You know what I mean? They're tied in with a lot of crooked people. Yeah, he's like, I don't want your $8 million, you corrupt bastards. They're like, how about $18 million? Hell yeah, man.
I want $10 million.
F them kids.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit.
Oh. Okay, it's clean.
And waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up.
See, if it was like right wing, he would have been like, people like me. Not like the Jews, you know what I mean? Like, he was saying people like me and people like you, like all of us.
You're slandering the right here.
I'm saying it's not right wing.
It is.
May it not be true.
But it is.
Oh, it is. Living in the new world. With an whole soul. These rich men know.
I think the guy's spot on. You know what I mean? Yes, the rich people in D.C. want to have total control. I think we could all agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some things that people could go, yeah, I get that. But when he talks about, you know, if he's talking about welfare, that's a big, you know, agenda item for people on that side.
Well,
he also,
there's a line after the fudge rounds where he says the government's keeping you down. Like, basically, hold on.
Want to know what you think.
Because I thought the same thing, but there's a line that kind of like right after that where he basically says the government's keeping people 300 pounds and 5'3" in a way.
Well,
yeah.
What's the matter with that? Body positivity. Don't fat shame people. I mean, you can speak. That's why I don't even think it's worth talking to each other anymore. It doesn't matter. Like, you can explain yourself and you can be right, but there's still going to be like, no.
He's
a fascist, and he's just going, okay, well, I don't know.
I mean, even I was, you know, 380 pounds a year and a half ago, and I would have never been like, you know, hey, you know, I'm healthy. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
This is good. I feel great. There's no problems. And you know what? I think tax dollars should pay for all of my Wawa and Dunkin' Donuts. Like, no, I paid for my own food.
There are people who legitimately, you know, claim that.
It's crazy.
And I'm not, you know, not everybody on the left would say that, obviously, but there are some that do. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't live together anymore. We're too far gone.
I don't think you know, but I know that you do.
we're broke, right? Like, we can all agree that we're coming up to two classes now, rich and poor as hell. The middle class is being murdered right now.
Some journalist was criticizing him because he's talking about working overtime for this bullcrap pay.
Yeah.
Well, this is America. Get a better paying job, was what the journalist said.
Up yours, dickhead!
Well, they're not. Obviously, he's got blinders on. He doesn't understand. He's probably a rich dude.
Of course. Yeah, just you go know? Get a... And look, that journalist is the first one to go nuts if somebody says, pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Sure.
Because that's a right-wing term. I saw that the other day. If you say that,
yes,
it's very right-wing.
I did see that, yeah.
It's hilarious. All right, I think this is where he calls out the pedos. Very right-wing.
Yes.
I wish politicians look out for minors. Not just miners on an island somewhere.
Man, that's ballsy, bro. I like that a lot. You know what I mean? I watch a lot of reaction videos to this song. And that part, and I'm talking people from every walk of life. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. And the reactions are all like, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that needed to be said. And whoever doesn't like that, showing their colors a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird the things that, you know, trigger a group, and then they end up putting themselves in a box and defend. Like, oh, you're over exaggerating. I guess the claim is that it's over exaggerated, the threat to, you know, kids.
Man, I saw a picture the other day. Ooh, yeah.
What was it?
It was Jeffrey Epstein and one of the head people from J.P. Morgan and Barack Obama.
Oh yeah.
Lord, we got folks in the street.
Just hanging out, you know.
Ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare.
The obese milk and welfare. Okay. What's wrong with that?
I mean, you're asking me what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't think nothing necessarily. It's a song.
I don't like it when like really, really poor people have like 12 kids either. That's like, what are you doing? Stop. You can't afford it. Now I got to pay for all your kids to eat, like we all do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's
crazy.
That's society's responsibility.
So. I understand you don't have cable. You just bang all the time, I guess. But pull out, bro. Whew.
Well, why? There's incentive not to.
People ask me, how come you only have one kid? Because it's expensive. That's why I stopped at one. Because I don't want to stretch my money out that thin. Jesus. It was hard enough raising one. I don't know how people do it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
See the line after that, you know, young men are putting themselves 6 feet underground because the country keeps kicking them down. See, so he was basically saying, like, the government wants you to be 5'3" and 300 pounds. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of thought that was more of like a anti-war statement. And now that you know, we're fighting this war in Ukraine by proxy, seems like a lot of people on that side of the spectrum are pro-war now.
Isn't that funny? I was talking about that the other day, too. It used to be like, you know, the left would protest war, you know, like call the right warmongers. And now it's like, we need more weapons.
I know. It's really weird. When I identified as a leftist, when I was voting for Obama and stuff, I was very staunchly anti-war. And I remember that being a big selling point with me when Obama was campaigning, was that he said he was going to end the wars in the Middle East. So I was like, awesome. And then he did not. In fact, he ramped them up. he did the exact opposite.
Isn't that crazy?
That was a big wake-up moment.
I used to be a Democrat, too.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder if a lot of people go back and forth like that. You know what I mean? Like, because things do change. Times change. You know what I mean?
Cycles.
Yeah.
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 Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.